Disc 3.
Chapter 11. As we have discussed previously, a book's first sentence can often tell you what sort of story the book contains. This book, you will remember, began with the sentence, "The Baudelaire orphans looked out the grimy window of the train and gazed at the gloomy blackness of the finite forest, wondering if their lives would ever get any better." And the story certainly has been as wretched and hopeless as the first sentence promised it would be. I only bring this up now so you can understand the feeling of dread that Violet and Sonny Baudelaire experienced as they opened a book in the library of the Lucky Smells lumber mill. The two Baudelaire sisters already had a feeling of dread, of course. Part of the dread came from how cruelly and unfairly Sir had behaved. Another part of the dread came from how Charles, kind as he was, seemed unable to help them. Yet another part of the dread came from the fact that Klaus had been hypnotized once more. And, of course, the lion's share of the dread. The phrase lion's share here means the biggest part and has nothing to do with lions or sharing, came from the fact that Count Olaf, or, as he insisted on calling himself, Shirley, was back in the Baudelaire's lives and causing so much misery. But there was an extra helping of dread that Violet and Sonny felt when they began Advanced Ocular Science by Dr. Georgina Orwell. The first sentence was, "This tome will endeavor to scrutinize, in quasi-inclusive breath, the epistemology of ophthalmologically contrived appraisals of ocular systems and the subsequent and requisite exertions imperative for expugnation of injurious states." And as Violet read it out loud to her sister, both children felt the dread that comes when you begin a very boring and difficult book. "Oh dear," Violet said, wondering what in the world tome meant. "This is a very difficult book." "Garge," Sonny said, wondering what in the world endeavor meant. "If only we had a dictionary," Violet said glumly, "then we might be able to figure out what this sentence means." "Yash," Sonny pointed out, which meant something like, "And if only Klaus weren't hypnotized, then he could tell us what the sentence means." Violet and Sonny sighed and thought of their poor, hypnotized brother. Klaus seemed so different from the brother they knew that it was almost as if Count Olaf had already succeeded with his dastardly scheme and destroyed one of the Baudelaire orphans. Klaus usually looked interested in the world around him, and now he had a blank expression on his face. His eyes were usually all squinty from reading, and now they were wide as if he'd been watching TV instead. He was usually alert and full of interesting things to say, and now he was forgetful and almost completely silent. "Who knows if Klaus could have found these words for us?" Violet asked. "He said it felt like part of his brain had been wiped clean. Maybe he doesn't know all those words when he's hypnotized. I don't think I've heard him define anything since the accident with Phil when he explained the word inordinate. You might as well get some rest, Sonny. I'll wake you up if I read anything useful." Sonny crawled up on the table and lay down next to Advanced Ocular Science, which was almost as big as she was. Violet gazed at her sister for a moment, and then turned her attention to the book. Violet liked to read, of course, but at heart she was an inventor, not a researcher. She simply did not have Klaus's amazing reading skills. Violet stared at Dr. Orwell's first sentence again, and just saw a mess of difficult words. She knew that if Klaus were in the library and not hypnotized, he would see a way to help them out of their situation. Violet began to imagine how her brother would go about reading Advanced Ocular Science and tried to copy his methods. First she turned back the pages of the book, back before even the first page, to the table of contents, which, as I'm sure you know, is a list of the titles and page numbers of each chapter in a book. Violet had paid scarcely any attention to it when she first opened the book, but she realized that Klaus would probably examine the table of contents first, so he could see which chapters of the book might be most helpful. Quickly, she scanned the table of contents.